Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It's 6:34. I'm Michael Cohen, producer James Platy on board. It's Thursday evening. Hey, send us some feedback. Our email address here, capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. Would love to hear from you. The Senate K-12 Appropriations Subcommittee yesterday voting to stop funding the MEEP test and replace it with a computer adaptive online assessment. Critics say the move could cost the state $600 million in federal Title I funding. So why do it? To explain, I'm joined by a member of the subcommittee, Republican State Senator John Papageorge of Troy. John, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Yes, it's a pleasure to speak with you, Michael. Listen, first of all, wherever you got that information, it's wrong.
Okay.
We are not going to get rid of the MEEP test if, in fact, it jeopardizes the money.
Okay, I'm sorry. No. You got cut out there for a moment. So are you saying the funding for the MEEP test, the decision was not to cut the funding for the test?
No, we would not cut that funding unless the feds agreed that the test we want to put in its place makes the MEEP unnecessary.
I see. Now, from what I understand, the MEEP program is going to be replaced anyway during the 2014-15 school year with the Smarter Balanced Assessment Exam. Why are you taking any action right now to consider replacing the MEEP before that?
All right, because if you want to measure individual student growth, that takes two tests, one in September and another one in May. The test that we are looking to put in place to do that is a computer-assisted test. And let me explain how it works. The student starts taking the test, and if he or she is getting all the questions right, the computer automatically moves up to tougher questions until the student finally starts missing the questions. Then it takes it back down to easier questions, and as the student gets the easier questions, it starts moving up again.
I see.
To tougher questions.
Interesting program. Now, I guess I want to ask you why the Michigan Department of Education is reacting in a way that's less than positive. Their spokeswoman, Jan Ellis, said, quote, "We respect the legislative process, but sometimes legislators are not given all the information from lobbyists and outside sources when it comes to implementing new ideas." I guess the implication is that lobbyists are somehow involved in pushing you towards this new computerized test.
Okay.
How did you come up? How did you guys discover this?
That is outrageous. The person you're talking about, all they had to do is show up at the committee hearing. We had Mike Flanagan there, who was the superintendent of education for the state of Michigan. Now, let me just finish on this test. Now, when you have that kind of a test, the results are available the next day, and you have three results. You have the results for the individual students. You have an aggregate of all the students in the class, so the teacher can see, oh, I didn't cover this part very well because most of the students missed it. And then you have a third report that goes to the parent, and you have that the next day.
Well, where did you discover this test? I mean, how did it cross your radar screen?
Because we found out that it was being used in Grand Rapids in the public schools, and it was being used by CMU for the schools they overwatch. Now, the third test, as I said, goes to the parent. The MEEP test, you have to wait 5 months for the result. And when Flanagan and his people come in there and say, we're going to measure progress with a test that takes 5 months to be returned and is only done once a year, and then they give you all this fancy stuff on how they're going to give out money based on best practices, what they are doing is sophisticated manipulation of inadequate data.
What is the company that's behind this? Is this a Michigan company that provides this online assessment?
There are a number of companies that are doing this. We're not going to hire any company to do this. What we told the Board of Education folks is put together a request for proposal, put that out there, evaluate the bids that come in, and decide whether or not, one, any of them is worth doing, and two, if so, which one. We did not tell anybody to institute a test.
You know, another thing the Michigan Department of Education is saying, that right now we are under contract with vendors, and breaking those contracts that involve the MEEP test, it could cost the state between $15 and $20 million. Isn't that a pretty hefty price tag to dump the MEEP, and can we really afford it?
First of all, you don't dump the MEEP if, in fact, the feds say you got to keep it for a reason of No Child Left Behind. Second, if you look at any state contract, there's a clause in there that says we can terminate the contract earlier.
Now, the U.S. Department of Education, their approval time, though, for any state exam, it can run for the MEEP, it can certainly run up to 2 years. Do we really have enough time to put this in place before the MEEP expires anyway?
That's an interesting question, but understand what you're hearing now, the folks that don't want us to investigate the new testing system did not tell us that in open testimony. Now that is outrageous.
Are you saying that you feel that the officials of the Michigan Department of Education are somehow manipulating you?
They're not manipulating me, because I wasn't fooled when they gave their testimony. There were specific questions asked about when the test would be available, what it's for, and so forth. And I listened to their answers, and my sensing was that they were going to leave the room and do whatever they could to delay putting out a request for proposal. I'm not saying officially that that's the intent of the department, but whoever's giving you this bad information about $600 million and so forth and so on doesn't have the story straight.
What is the motive?
She wasn't at the meeting.
Well, tell me this. If your sense is that the Michigan Department of Education is not really supporting this computer adaptive online assessment plan, what is their motive other than thinking that it's maybe A, not fully tested, and B, no better than the MEEP test?
Well, all I can tell you is if the department is officially telling you that it's a bad idea to investigate a test that would measure individual student growth, I don't know who you're talking to.
I didn't hear
anybody at the meeting say that.
No, I'm going off a quote given to the press by the spokeswoman of the department. The quote was implying that the Michigan Department of Education was not involved, or at least not as involved as they may have liked to in this process. I mean, were they consulted, and did you get feedback from them before the subcommittee voted on this assessment test?
All they had to do was show up. And we were ready to listen to what they had to say. And my idea of how I represent my constituents is when somebody comes up and says, here's something we ought to look at, I don't say no because the department doesn't think it's a good idea. I look after it. I look into it. And what we found here is it is impossible by inspection to measure individual student growth with one test.
Do you expect this to...
You need one at the beginning and one at the end.
About a minute, but just give me real quickly the sense of where it moves from here. The K-12 Appropriations Subcommittee voted on it. yesterday, but it's not going to take effect unless the feds approve this new test. That could take up to 2 years. So is it going to basically be on hold?
No, that's not true. What we have to decide, the new test would cost about $12. The meat costs about five or six. I'm not exactly sure. If, in fact, the feds say, look, the new test still meets the requirement for no child left behind, then we will stop doing it.
I see.
And now the cost of the test will be $12 minus five or six.
Although the feds' response may take some time, you're acknowledging that.
No, it shouldn't take any time to ask about a waiver or dropping of a test.
I see.
And I don't know who's telling you it'll take 2 years for the feds to answer.
Well, it may take them up to 2 years to actually qualify test as being being qualified for the program. But, you know, look, the truth is that this story will continue. I certainly want to have you on again to discuss this some more.
Okay.
Republican State Senator John Papa George of Troy, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Right. Thank you.